welcome to the multiverse of marketing. I am Crash and Burn, and currently distracted is JR Sweeney.
Sorry, my cat fell out of the window.
I was wondering what that crash sound was.
Let me do something real quick. Okay. Anyway, sorry.
I can see him back there, all embarrassed and shit.
Yeah, she's a princess, so.
Of course.
Anyway, we can edit some of that out, right? Okay.
what an auspicious start to an episode. Cat falls out of a windowsill. If there's a trajectory or metaphor for the books we looked at this week, that seems apt.
Or the company that paid for them.
Oh my God. Either of the companies that paid for this.
Well, yeah, but DC at least pretends to be somewhat, I don't know. Anyway, yeah.
I hope, dear listener, you are hungry because there is an unfortunate amount to get through, even at only four issues. This is Subway Presents Justice League.
Yeah. These were inserts in monthly DC Comics. They were like 8 pages a piece. Mm-hmm. And they're about as insane as anything involving Subway. Some of you may know, not too long ago, Last Week Tonight did a segment about Subway. And Subway is bananas. They full-blown financed a Korean drama. I'm serious, but like, yeah, their product placement is not subtle. There's of course the clip from Hawaii Five-0 of the dude that's just like, we're gonna take 5 minutes out and just talk about how great Subway sandwiches are.
How's it, crime fighters?
Pretty good. You own a shrimp truck, but you're bringing lunch to work.
Trying to eat smarter, brother.
Shrimp, perfectly healthy.
Not the way I make them. But this Subway sandwich, so ono.
Okay, so you're eating these to lose weight. Is that right?
It worked for Jared, and that boy was large. But the best thing about it, they make it any way you want it. Check this one. It's sweet onion chicken teriyaki with jalapenos and banana peppers. Now you put that with this, turkey BLT, bam! It's some serious culinary fusion.
So how many of these did you order?
5.
5 footlongs.
It was a good deal. And I got breakfast for tomorrow.
Yeah, there is a Korean drama that Subway paid to have take place inside a Subway restaurant. And so it's just like, you know, Korean drama with a backdrop of like $5 footlongs or whatever. And
on one hand, that's brilliant. On another, I can see the seeds of that destruction sown here, because it's roughly the same idea. Like, okay, so once the insane minds at Subway got their, you know, got their thoughts in order and their will dictated and directed towards this awful thing of promoting Subway in the most audacious, obnoxious way possible, you can apply it to anything.
Well, you know, there's a long history of, I mean, Mac and Me, mm-hmm. you know, with its McDonald's placement. You know, but yeah, Subway is kind of nuts, and I really wish more franchises would do stuff like Subway does. I legitimately want to see a prestige crime drama take place in an Arby's.
I'd like to see what Western writers would come up with when challenged that way.
Oh yeah,
to do 24 episodes, and like, that shit better win an Emmy.
Yeah, like,
or you're fired, like, from Hollywood forever.
Yeah, you will be blacklisted if the show promoting the Southwest beef and cheddar does not take home at least one gold statue. So make it happen, people. And I'm 100% on board. Like, there's already no ethical consumption under capitalism, so fuck it, right? Let's go full Last Days of Rome. Let's see where we can, how weird we can get with this. Because, I mean, we're already in decline. We might as well just make some cool stories for historians.
Right. And like, there's where I can respect. We've previously covered the tales of Colonel Sanders. And like, that's a company that fully gets it and has gone full bore. But they can do that because they have a personality, an IP like mascot that they can invest in, and that character has a lot of history, and more importantly, that character is dead and therefore cannot be held responsible for any further crimes or any of their crimes. Subway has always had a bit of a problem trying to find mascots. They have them at the time. There was the Subway Monkeys, I'm sure we all remember, but nothing really sticks or becomes larger than life.
The Subway Monkeys.
Perhaps that was only a Canadian thing. It came after the incident.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Whatever.
But as part of their marketing strategy, Subway has always kind of reached out to use real people, real stories, seemingly real stories, and a lot of athletes.
Which I've never understood. Because, look, here's the deal. If you follow the news at all, you've seen that Subway cannot call their bread bread in certain countries. And it, you know, this was, as an American, this was very hard to wrap my mind around at one point, because I had a friend that I met in college. She and her family moved here from Scotland when she was very young. And she told me, she's like, the hardest thing to get used to was how sweet American bread is. And I'm like, what are you talking about? American bread's not sweet. And now I know. No, it fucking is. Like, we don't.
Yeah. That white bread is from sugar.
We don't. There is nothing in America that doesn't have sugar in it. And yeah, like, Subway literally can't sell their bread without calling it cake. The idea that someone like Michael Phelps is out here putting something like that into his body, like, I'm sorry. Look, yeah, I know he's a stoner, but still, like, that man is not eating that much sugar. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Three sandwiches he downs in that issue. Yeah, bullshit.
No.
And keep that physique, which is the only time I've ever seen superhero physique in a comic book and been like, ah, but that is what he actually looks like.
Right. Yeah. Like, some of these people, if anything, they toned it down a bit. Like, Layla Ali, is in these, Dwayne Wade is in one of them. Michael Vick and several football player, not Michael Vick. Michael Strahan, very important difference there.
These comics have issues. They don't, thankfully, they're not compounding issues like that. There's only so many convicts
Sorry.
Between these pages.
But yeah, like none of these people are eating this much Subway. But whatever, you know, they're getting paid to use their likeness and just be like, yeah, Subway's the best or whatever. Did the check clear? Cool. Yeah, use it.
I mean, like, it doesn't exactly take any effort from them. It's not like filming a commercial or doing a cameo. You go, okay, you can use my likeness rights, and you wait a few months, and you get another check.
Right.
So yeah, as you said, these are just inserts. They were about 8 pages long. They're pretty competently done, but they follow a very set story frame. Which is athletes / celebrity athletes / whatever the fuck are talking about Subway while wearing Subway clothing.
All right.
Justice League thing happens. Usually a villain strikes or they come across a big old brawl. They help in some obscure way. And the Justice League thanks them while the athletes go off to shove more cake sandwich into their right. mouths. The cake thing really is sticking with me because we have a different bread up here, and it's just a simple like almost sourdough, and it's just, if that was fucking sweet, I don't know what I would do with myself. That's bizarre. Truly bizarre.
Look, in America, if we're not shoveling sugar in our face, we don't know what the fuck we're doing. It's just like, this doesn't taste like anything because it doesn't have sugar in it. we go abroad and it's just like, we encounter spices and things that aren't pepper and flavors that aren't sweet. And we're just like, the food here is so weird. I don't know what to do. But anyway,
it's fascinating that for a land, quote unquote, discovered by people looking for spice, it likes everything bland. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, you know, couple hundred years of genetic drift will do that.
Speaking of Subway,
the thing about it is, yeah, all of these comics, they are on their way to or from Subway, from or to a sporting event. Like, that's mm-hmm. It's always like they were at Subway and they're headed to a sporting event, or they're at a sporting event that they're leaving and they're on their way to Subway. My favorite of these is the Dwayne Wade issue, where he and NASCAR guy are like...
And to be very clear, not only is everyone wearing stuff overly sponsored by Subway, but everyone is in their full athletic gear for whatever thing it is they do. So Mr. NASCAR, actually, he prefers Tony NASCAR. Mr. NASCAR is his father.
Right.
He's, of course, wearing his full NASCAR jumpsuit while leaning against the drink fountain.
Right. You know, that thing people do.
Just hanging out.
Just cool. Hanging out in full racing garb. You know, like, I'm surprised.
Trying to sneak free refills.
Well, you know. You'd think if you drove the Subway car, they'd at least let you get free refills. Even if you can't get free sandwiches, at the very least, it's just like, yeah, take another crack at the fountain, whatever. Like, you're driving a couple hundred miles an hour. But no, these people are putting their lives on the line for your sandwich shop. Anyway, so yeah, Mr. NASCAR's got to go up there and claim he's getting water. But he is giving a ride to Dwayne Wade, who's on his way to a dunk contest, when they are waylaid because Gorilla Grodd has taken over telepathic control of an army of gorillas and is attacking the city. They are,
as you do.
Yeah, you know, just a normal Tuesday. Yeah. And so
yeah, I've seen this episode of The Flash.
Sure.
Yeah.
But so they're like, well, we got to do something. And so they help clear civilians, which that's fine. Like, I believe Admirable. That. Cool.
Yeah, sure.
Yes, do that. But then they push the bounds of credulity where it's just like Dwayne Wade's like, I got this. And he like shoots his basketball at Gorilla Grodd's face and like, yep. Disrupts his telepathic hold on the gorillas. And then it's just like, and the day was won. And so Green Lantern then creates a ring construct NASCAR to fly them to the dunk contest. And
yeah.
And my favorite part of this is the fact that Mr. NASCAR is just like, so what are you going to do? How are you going to win this dunk contest? And Dwayne Wade's like, I think I know how. And then the next panel is him sheathed in an aura of green energy, like that of the Green Lantern, like dunking. And it's like, oh, so your solution was cheating, Dwayne Wade.
His solution was cheating. He got a cop to help him cheat.
Awesome.
Therefore, it's not breaking the law or the rules because the cop let him do it.
Yeah. So.
And in America, nothing a cop does can ever be wrong.
That's true. And even if you try, the union will just be up your asshole. So just let it happen.
All I can picture is Kilowog just on strike outside fucking Oa.
It's green flu, poozer. If you're wondering, yes, he makes an appearance. Yes, of course, because this is from the before times. He is in there. Now, according to Jared Fogle's ex-wife, did Subway know at this time? Don't know.
Do not know. But they certainly did hide him in the last issue. So you go through 3 issues of this and you're like, oh, surely this is after all of this has occurred. Like, no way are they going to like immortalize Jared Fogle. Pedophile and child porn creator, connoisseur, and tradesman. No, they're not going to do that. So obviously, we're going to have a bunch of squeaky clean, relatively inoffensive athletes talk about their love of a sandwich. The superheroes save the day. Gorilla Grodd gets checked in the face. Black Manta steals a sub and then Superman chases after him to get the sandwich back.
Yeah.
Everyone's having a great time. Everything's fine. And then you open the cover of the last issue and there in a, you said earlier that, every issue is either on the way to a subway from a sporting event or from a sporting event to a subway. For some reason, Jared Fogle is in an alley.
I believe that. I don't know what Layla Ali is doing with him.
And immediately my mind is, what is she doing there with him?
Yeah.
What are they doing in this alley? They are not going to a sporting event or coming from a sporting event. They are in an alley and Jared Fogle goes, I need a sandwich. Yeah. And it's like, fuck, dude, go to hell.
Yeah. The thing I do like about the Jared issue is that they're Green Lantern is fighting a Manhunter robot.
Yeah.
On this construction site. And these girders start to fall. And one of the workmen on the site is in danger. And he is rescued by Jared Fogle, who like saves him by shoving him out of the way. There are two things that really stretch my suspension of disbelief here. One is, I recognize, you know, it's comics, and so it's sort of a slice of time. It's not a single instant. You can have you can have someone monologuing as they're leaping. But the as Jared is monologuing while saving this guy, the guy's like, whoa, how'd you do that? And he's like, by eating Subway sandwiches and my active and fit lifestyle, of course. I'm 245 pounds lighter and even ran a marathon. And it's just like, okay, even if I buy for a second that he's like going to take time out while they're in danger, to just be like, because Subway, of course, just say, because Subway, of course, you know, like all this stuff about like, I ran a marathon and now women want to fuck me, I assume. and stuff like that. Like, that's all unnecessary. We don't need all of this right now. The other thing that really stretches my suspension of disbelief here is this man has quite obvious facial hair, which makes me question why Jared Fogle would even give a shit about what happens to this guy.
He knows that people are watching. Superman's watching. Don't do anything. Superman's watching. Superman sees all. Don't do anything. And yeah, like, okay, I can understand making your primary spokesman, you know, seem heroic, do a good thing. In any other, you know, like example of this that I can think of a company hiring a comic book company to, you know, just zhuzh up their mascot and brand with a little bit of superheroics, everything goes fine. There's not like years later something's revealed about it. Right. There was up here in the Fabled Canadas, specifically on the East Coast, there's a brand of beer called Alexander Keith's. Alexander Keith was governor general of Nova Scotia way back in the 1800s and shit. And
this a heritage moment right now?
This is close to a heritage moment. Into horror. his nephew or his grandson was a terrorist. Anyway, unrelated.
Wait.
Yeah.
You're gonna hand wave a terrorist?
I'm gonna hand wave a terrorist who worked with the Confederacy to smuggle guns that turned out to be fake, if I recall, blew up a riverboat, and then blew up a train station in England, at which point he was, I believe, arrested and executed. Yeah.
All right.
For the shits and giggles of it. No real political agenda to speak of, except, you know, general douchebaggery and I think maybe racism. Bit of a racist.
Wow. We can't get half of our citizens to vote, and Canada's idle rich are just out here committing acts of terrorism for the lols. Like,
yeah,
what
yeah.
the fuck? And yeah,
That's an entirely incidental story all right. as well.
Anyway.
So the company or the brand is really strong here on the East Coast. It's like it's the go-to beer when you go to a bar, just like, you know, Coors or whatever is or Bud is in the States, whatever it is that is the most widely purchased beer and widely available. That's what it is here for Alexander Keys. And about 20 years ago, they had this character, this mascot that was like perfect, like brilliant. People love to quote him. He was entertaining. The guy who performed him was funny as fuck. Like he could riff on it. And it was just this like Scotsman in a kilt and like big bushy sideburns and curly hair and a really warm sweater, like one of those white sweaters. And he would jump on people at clubs who would spill their beer and start calling them, like screaming at them how they're like Mr. Spilly Pants and shit. It popped off. It was big. And then it turned out he got charged and like convicted with acts of pedophilia. And it's the only other time a brand landed on something so strong that they, you know, they carried it for a couple of years, or in this case for Subway, I swear to God, like 15, 16 years.
It was a while.
And then have it all fucking tank. And it's just, for Alexander Keith's, it worked out because I think he was only their mascot for 2 years. They were able to completely purge him. For Subway, you get these artifacts. You get this.
Oh, yeah.
You get his appearances in movies and TV.
Yeah. Jared Fogel is an albatross around their necks now. And it will, whatever else they do, good or ill, it, in terms of marketing, Jared Fogel is going to be the gold standard for like, well, you know, that ad campaign didn't really work out very well for Starbucks, did it? But I guess it wasn't trading in child porn, so
right?
It's a bit of a wash.
Yeah, and the reason he was with them for so long is because it was such an easy, doable, cheap, but true enough story that right. they could base their entire identity on it. And like, no, it's fine. Like, he literally lost this weight. It is possible. Therefore, we can call ourselves a health. It's like they base their entire identity on it.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, like complete identity crisis following. They've never really recovered. I've always thought that what they should have done is invested a shit ton of money in a previously dead mascot for another brand. Like go and buy the California Raisins, and now it's the California Raisins shilling for Subway. Why? Don't ask why. You know why. Shut up.
You know
the song.
You know why. You know yeah. why.
You know why. Eat the sandwich. Listen to the music.
Claymation can't like kids.
But yeah, they're the 7-Up Dot or whatever the fuck. You know,
the Noid.
Bring you buy the Noid. Kids don't know what the fuck the Noid is anymore. Instead, what you get is this. You know, like artifacts, like this wonderful, horrible, horrible moment when Jared Fogel, and you've seen it online. Jared Fogel shakes Superman's hand, and to Superman's credit and the artist who drew this, Superman's got a look on his face like, I gotta go burn this hand.
Yeah. He's not like even Superman, friend to all, is still just kind of like, all right, like I'm not getting too bad a vibe off of this. but still, it's yeah. No matter what, I feel like any any ad company from here on out who touches the Subway brand for a while. I mean,
or any children.
It might be, yeah. It might be that 40 years from now, no one, you know, there will be old farts joking about Jared Fogle in the way that, like, you know, you'll see a random comedian make a joke about Mamie Van Doren and you're just like, okay, sure. Watching Looney Tunes when you were a kid and they would have, you know, references to old Hollywood before you had a chance to know anything about old Hollywood. And it'd just be like, sure, why not? Fucking Humphrey Bogart. Okay. And
yeah, I completely know who Fatty Arbuckle is.
Exactly.
Yeah, I absolutely get this joke.
You may have people that will bring it up, but by and large, by that point, Subway may be able to safely launch an ad campaign that is not done in the shadow of Jared Fogle. But for the time being, any ad company that touches Subway has that hanging over them. It is the sword of Damocles that is, you know, our mascot was a kitty fiddler. And you don't bounce back, and no one should. No one, that's not something that should, especially if Subway covered for them. Like, Subway should not recover from that. But
oh no, and like, instead they're far too large. Now, they, as you said, they're a clusterfuck and they've been suffering. So I feel like karma has gotten them back, and they've gotten nothing but bad press ever since then. The pillar that their health food, quote unquote, has been atop for at least during the 90s and early 2000s, long fucking gone.
Yeah.
No one buys that shit.
Yeah. What the fuck? What is this episode?
This is what happens when the Subway tries to do anything good in the world. Lesson learned. Never try Subway again. God, I'm hungry now.
Well, lesson learned. Never try. Done.
Give up now.
Oh man, that was what I was supposed to be doing. Shit. Here I've been half-assing it, and I could have been just not even bothering.
No ass at all. Which is what I'm gonna be doing for the next issue, because I get taken on a wild ride. Because we're going to do two episodes in a row of Transformers. And yes. I'm not a Transformers virgin. I've been here, there, and a few other places, but turns out I've just been, you know, traipsing around the corners and I don't know fucking shit. I mean, a black hole.
It's we'll get into this, but the lore surrounding Transformers is fucking convoluted. You can dip your toe in, but if you're gonna try and make sense of this shit, you know, just don't. Just watch what you want and just, like, laugh at the pretty colors, but don't try to understand it, because at this point it's too late. There are
real world religions that make more sense than the Transformers.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, nobody's sitting here like, have you read the Bhagavad Gita? Well, which one do you mean? Do you mean US generation one? Do you mean UK generation one? Do you mean Japanese continuity? So yeah, that's gonna be a lot of fun. I've cooled on it a lot over the last couple of years, but I can rant about Transformers for a while. Buckle up.
So if you want to listen to my pain and his vomitous information,
no, you
stay tuned.
You think I'm joking? I can draw a line from Barbie's appearance in the 1950s through Transformers. I can do it. I'm not even fucking kidding. So
I can't fucking wait. I can't wait.
All right.
All right. Well, until then, thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed any of this, like, share, subscribe. Our apologies for whatever the hell this episode was or these issues were. Do you think Miss Ali likes to be reminded that she was in this?
I don't know. We haven't talked in a while, so I'll bring it up at the next quilting circle. I can't. She'd probably just be like, "What? I don't know. I signed a piece of paper and I cashed a check." But yeah, so, you know, like, share, and subscribe. Follow us on Twitter, Multiverse of Marketing. I forget what our ad is offhand. I'm making no effort right now, so whatever. Do it or don't. I don't give a shit. Email us.
Listen, we just...
Do what?
I said, listen, we just went through something traumatic there, I feel.
You know, we came through the other side, but maybe not intact. Email us at multiversomarketing. Do all of the podcast things. Press the buttons. bye.
Eat fresh.